Matt Greenwood back on KGF speaking to Wayne Montgomery, head coach of the Windsor Golf Program, and that's both boys and girls, which we'll talk about here. And coach, I think boys are used to going first, so let's start with the girls here instead. Switch it up a little bit. Talk about the group that you have playing for you this season.
Yeah, you know, even though it's technically the boys' season, we've had quite a few girls come out for Windsor Golf in the past, 7-8 years and stuff, which has been a nice addition, you know, as far as that goes. And we've had some that have been pretty successful. But this year, especially at the varsity level, Audrey Hammerstone is a senior for us. She was unable to play last year, but she's back this year, and she's going to be one of our top probably 4 or 5 players, so we're looking forward to her. She's a big, strong kid that can actually outdrive some of the boys quite often, which is nice to see. And she's got someone that works on her short game really well, so we're pretty excited about her. And then Emily Smith, who is a sophomore or junior, she'll probably get some varsity time as well this year. And she's someone that's been pretty solid for us at the JV level. And then we also have a freshman that's going to be pushing some of the varsity kids, and could be one of our top varsity players by the end of the year, and that's Morgan Gatens, and she's a ninth grader. So, and then a lot of the other young ladies are kind of just getting into the game for the first time, but they're getting better as time goes by, so we're excited to see them out, and it's good to have numbers.
All right, very well. Coach, as you basically said, I mean, this is boy season right now, so I know you graduated quite a few guys that put up some scores for you last year, and I'll name them off just so people don't forget. Kyle Rudden, Connor Portlock, Jacob Emily, Cameron Givens, and Drew Gaughan, and all of them graduated for you, so maybe a little bit of excitement with a little bit of an unknown heading into this year?
Yeah, you know, we've got a good group of seniors. You know, we had a lot of juniors and seniors last year, and some kids that were right there with the seniors. You know, so that extra year of getting an opportunity to play the game and is going to be beneficial for them. I think that they'll rise to the occasion. I think we've got a good opportunity to do well in the conference and stuff. You know, like with high school golf, if you could get, 3 or 4 kids that shoot in the 40s, and we're right there. We got a couple kids that, the thing is, our 1 through 8 are all about similar in comparison, and they could all put up they're capable of putting up a good score in any of the night. So we're excited for them. And, we graduate some good seniors, but it's good to have good numbers and have 6 seniors this year too as well. So that's a good thing.
All right, very well. Coach, I just wanted to kind of dive into some specific guys. I tend to start off with seniors just because I feel like they're the ones that are more polished and ready to do some big things. And Misha's roster has for you Michael Wallace, Josh Krupp, Aaron Harrison, and Zach Gurlman, and I think Isaac Carter as well. If that is indeed your senior class, and they are indeed sort of the front runners to do well this year, can you kind of give us an idea as to your expectations for them?
Yeah, I think Zach Gurlman has emerged as, you know, probably our one for sure right now. He's been playing probably the best golf in practice. We do a lot of competition-oriented stuff getting ready for the season, so they get an opportunity to, move up rank-wise on the team and stuff. And Zach Gurlman's probably the one that has exceeded my expectations the most. He's someone that really works at it pretty hard in the off season. Another young man, Isaac Carter, who's someone that has a good ability for us and is probably a little more polished around the green with putting and chipping and stuff. So we think that he's going to do well for us. The other young man, Aaron Harrison, was a nice addition for us. It's his first year playing golf. We were happy to have him. He's a football player, basketball player, and baseball player the last 3 years. And this year he decided to make the switch over from baseball to golf. He's a very talented young athlete, and so we're excited to see him. And he's one of those that could be their top three towards the end of the year. So we got that going for us. And he's a exceptional kid, an exceptional student. I think he's ranked number one in our school. So it's good to have a kid like that. The other young man that we have is the other two, Josh Krupp and Drew Wallace. They've also improved quite a bit over the last few years, and we're looking for them to add a lot for us as well. So, like I said, I think they're all capable of shooting scores in the 40s on 9 holes, and that's going to be a good thing. And I think Audrey Hammerstone is someone, too, that which we talked about her a little bit already, that's going to really do well for us senior-wise.
All right, very well. Coach Montgomery, if you wouldn't mind, just I know you as the head coach, but if you got any assistance and just sort of break down your specialty in terms of, you know, a golf game and their specialties, I think people for Windsor Golf would be interested in knowing.
Well, I think, my specialty more than anything is probably, chipping and putting. I think I'm pretty good at that as far as that goes. And Coach Pagel, who's my assistant coach, he's someone that I think is very good with the kids, with the mental game of it. And a lot of it at this age is, too, is trying to teach the kids to make good decisions on the golf course, not to try to do too much. Sometimes a young kid wants to grip it and rip it and try to hit the ball 300 yards. And we try to get them to play it smart round, make the better decisions. And as far as that goes, because sometimes they'll think they can make the impossible shot, where sometimes it's better just to lay up and hit, a decent shot, get close to the green and kind of go from there. So, we really try to focus on at the high school level, if they can just play bogey golf, they're going to be competitive. As far as that goes. So I think that Coach Pagel and myself do really well with working with the kids. We actually got another young man that's out helping us this year a little bit. They just started working the district, Alex Moss, who played high school golf for us a few years ago. So it's nice to have that extra pair of eyes out there and someone else that can kind of help us. And I think he brings a lot to the table, too, to help us there. So, but that's about it with that.
All right. Very cool.
Okay. Can I talk about the juniors just a little bit? I just want to touch on it. Yeah, a couple of juniors we got, too, that have been playing well is Zach Krupp and Ian Ferris. I think they've really Ian's one of those that could be one of our top three as the year goes by. He is someone that's he's very capable of scoring low 40s. He's a young man, and he's very motivated. He works at the game and stuff. So, and then Zach Krupp is another kid that's emerged for us, too. So we got the two Krupp brothers. Have come a long way since they started golf, and we're excited about them as well. So we got, like I said, we got a good mixture of kids, and we're looking forward to this year.
All right. Awesome deal. Coach Montgomery, thanks for your time. Best of luck to your team this season, especially Monday at St. Genevieve Country Club, going up against St. Jen and St. Pius.
All right. Thank you very much.
That is Wayne Montgomery, head coach of Windsor Golf, joining us here on KJEF.